You're listening to the new semi-sick programs on Kansas City's radio and television station, and now welcome to our Innis News. More than 39,490 million Vietnam dong is the amount of money supported by enterprises, organizations, and individuals at home and abroad to the Study and Talent Promotion Funds in the first phase of 2023. The Study Promotion Association of Kansas City alone has raised over 2,800 million Vietnam dong. At the ceremony, Kansas City Study Promotion Association received the sum of over 2,800 million supported by 21 organizations, individuals inside and outside the city, while presented merit certificates to the support units and commending, rewarding 28 students winning awards in the international and national level contests, offering 133 scholarships named exam support, each valued at 1 million Vietnam dong. To poor but good students of grade 12. Kansas City's retired Cadets Club pitchers held the 80th birthday celebration for 17 club members. The club has organized longevity celebrations for 430 members nine times, from then showing affection, concern, care, and glorifying foreigners while inheriting and promoting the noble traditions of Vietnam. At the celebration, the head and board of the club and leaders of Kansas City extended the best wishes to the seniors. Within a series of activities in response to the Workers' Month 2023, Chairwoman of Kansas City's Labor Confederation, Lady Sung Mai, and leaders of Thuc Nop Urban Districts Labor Confederation came to offer regard to workers' laborers of Huy Việt Tây Đô Production Trade Limited Liability Company. On this occasion, the City Labor Confederation and Thuc Nop District gave four gifts, each valued at 1 million Vietnam dong to workers and children of workers facing difficulties. At the same time, the leader of the City Labor Confederation also gave an amount of 50 million Vietnam dong from the Gout Hat Fund of Kanter Trade Union to support the construction of the Trade Union home covering an area of 40 square meters for family of member Phạm Văn Lít working at Huy Việt Tây Đô Production and Trading Company Limited. Following the government's project to invest in building at least 1 million social housing apartments for low-income people and industrial zone workers in 2021-2030 phase, Kansas City is assigned to finish building 9,100 social housing apartments, including 4,199 and 5,000 in 2022-2025 and 2026-2030 phases, respectively. 1,872 apartments are under construction in the city. Currently, the city is in the process of selecting investors for three projects, including Engben Residential Zone, covering nearly 4,000 square meters, the second phase of Thay Thuong Residential Area in Thuc Nop Urban District, covering more than 12,300 square meters, and social housing apartments of Kanter Trade Union Institution, covering nearly 10,000 square meters. The project is targeted to be completed in the first quarter of 2023. Relating to the high school recruitment exam in 2023-2024 school year in Kansas City, examinees are allowed to adjust their registered aspirations from May 21st to 24th. During this phase, examinees can adjust their registered aspiration only one time. Therefore, examinees must carefully monitor their registration while re-evaluating their own capacity and refer to the number of candidates enrolled in the school and the school's enrollment quota to make an appropriate decision. At Hanoi Opera House, the Culture, Sports and Tourism Ministry chaired the ceremony of awarding Ho Chi Minh Prize and State Prize on Literature and Art in 2022. Two authors of Kansas City were honorably presented this noble award. Ho Chi Minh Prize, the State Prize on Literature and Act in 2022, was awarded to 128 authors and co-authors. Kansas City is honored to have two authors posthumously conferred the State Prize of Literature and Art. They are author Trần Văn Giáp with a photo series, The Imprint of Bà Đầm Thác Lát, Cần Thơ, 7 Photos, and author Lương Huệ Quân with a group of works including 3 sets of photos, Cần Thơ Women, Cling to the Land, Keep the Village, and Fight Against Enemies, 9 photos. The Liberation Army units fought the enemy in Cần Thơ Province, 8 photos, and Vị Thanh Liberation, 5 photos. And that's all now. Thanks for your listening. Goodbye, and see you next time.